Systems or total cost concept. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the systems concept as an attempt to create the most effective complete system as opposed to the most efficient individual parts. A whole process or whole company operating system that is driven by cause and effect. When the systems concept is applied to logistics, the cause that drives the entire system is demand, and the effect is providing supply at the most competitive price possible at the time and place it is demanded. This overall goal cannot be accomplished optimally if the elements of logistics aren't working together as a team. It takes leadership to get individual team members to make the necessary sacrifices to ensure that the team as a whole has a victory. This balancing act is also known as the total cost concept. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the total cost concept as follows. In logistics, the idea that all logistical decisions that provide equal service levels should favor the option that minimizes the total of all logistical costs and should not be used on cost reductions in one area, such as lower transportation charges alone. What costs make up the total logistics cost? 5 main expenses feed into this comprehensive expenditure, as seen in Exhibit 1-1. Exhibit 1-1, total logistics costs. Let's take a closer look at each of these costs. Local delivery costs, cost for local delivery, sometimes called secondary transport or the last mile or kilometer, are the expenses incurred in delivering an order from a depot or distribution center, DC, to the customer. This can be done by using the company's own vehicles or by hiring a third-party carrier. The cost is determined by the distance that needs to be traveled. If this is the only delivery in the vehicle payload, by full truckload, TL or FTL, container load, CL or FCL, less than truckload, LTL, or less than container load, LCL, the local delivery cost will be based on a single measure of local delivery distance to and from the last terminal and the drop point. When multiple local deliveries or pickups are being made to or from different locations, as is common with LTL freight, this is called a milk run or a pedal run, as shown in Exhibit 1-2. Exhibit 1-2, milk run. When milk runs are used, the local delivery cost components include costs related to the stem and drop portions of the journey. The cost of these components can be estimated using their distance and or the time required for this part of the pickup or delivery. Stem distance and stem time. Stem distance is the distance traveled to and from the delivery zone, as shown in the exhibit. It starts at the terminal where the primary transport or line haul terminates in the exhibit. This is the third-party mixing DC, or more generically, this may be called a pickup and delivery terminal, or PUD. The delivery zone, the gray box in the exhibit, begins at the point where the first delivery is made. Stem time is the time that is consumed as the outgoing and incoming stem distance is traveled. This is not value-added time as no revenue is produced in this part of the trip, so it is a distance and time to be minimized. Drop distance and drop time, also called pedal distance and pedal time. Drop distance is the distance traveled once a drop or delivery zone has been reached. Drop time is the time that is consumed in making these deliveries or pickups. This is revenue-producing, value-added time. Nevertheless, minimizing time spent idling at a delivery location by improving load unitization, the loading or unloading process, or delivery scheduling are goals to control costs and allow more pickups or deliveries to get done in the same time period. Assuming the pickup and delivery points in a delivery zone remain the same, the drop distance and drop time will not change as more DCs or other terminals are added or removed. However, the stem distance will vary based on the number of DCs or other terminals in the system. The greater the number of DCs, the less the stem distance. Primary transport costs. Primary transport costs are those associated with line haul. As defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, line haul is the portion of a transportation journey that moves between two transportation terminals. It is distinguished from and excludes the pickup and delivery portions of a journey used to acquire or distribute less than truckload freight. For motor carrier transportation, the shipment is loaded in a semi-permanent trailer configuration that maximizes the amount of freight that each driver can legally haul over that portion of the journey. This may involve hauling multiple trailers. Note that line haul, sometimes called main leg shipment, can refer to many different transportation modes, For example, container ship, in which case pickup and delivery may consist of deliveries of full containers. These primary transport costs are also impacted by the number of depots or DCs. In general, the larger the number of depots or DCs, the greater the primary transport costs. Distribution center costs. Distribution center costs are impacted by the number of these facilities in the distribution network, as well as their size. Larger DCs typically are able to achieve economies of scale with better equipment and space utilization. When larger DCs replace a number of smaller ones, less buffer and safety stock will be required. As the number of DCs increases, total costs will also increase. Factors that impact these costs include each site's rent costs, the location, urban, suburban, rural, the level of technology/automation, and the respective labor costs. Inventory carrying costs. Inventory carrying costs are the expenses related to the amount of inventory a company determines it must hold to meet customer service levels. It is critical to determine the appropriate balance of cost and customer service. Inventory carrying costs can be broken down into these types: capital cost, the cost of financing the physical inventory, which may include finance charges or the opportunity cost of investing in inventory rather than some other investment/opportunity. Storage cost, the cost of warehouse space, personnel, and equipment. Risk cost. Costs associated with insurance, pilferage, inventory deterioration, damage, and obsolescence. Other factors may be included in inventory carrying costs depending on the organization. Information system costs. The final component of total logistics cost is the information system costs. These expenses may entail a mix of often computerized communication and data management systems that coordinate everything from order processing to load assembly lists. The level of these costs is dependent upon how often technology is upgraded and/or changed. Generally, the larger the number of DCs, the higher the information system costs. Additional costs. Choices made about how the distribution network is configured will impact other logistics-related activities and their relevant costs. For instance, packaging costs for each product are determined in part by transportation mode and shipping requirements, as well as the type of load unitization chosen. Those packaging decisions in turn impact both transport and inventory carrying costs based on the size and shape of each package type. Production methods impact the types of inventory that are held and the frequency of transportation. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the following common production environments: engineer to order, ETO. Products whose customer specifications require unique engineering design, significant customization, or new purchase materials. Each customer order results in a unique set of part numbers, bills of material, and routings. Make to order, MTO. A production environment where a good or service can be made after receipt of a customer's order. The final product is usually a combination of standard items and items custom designed to meet the special needs of the customer. Where options or accessories are stocked before customer orders arrive, the term assemble to order is frequently used. Assemble to order, ATO. A production environment where a good or service can be assembled after receipt of a customer's order. The key components, bulk, semi-finished, intermediate, sub-assembly, fabricated, purchased, packing, and so on, used in the assembly or finishing process, are planned and usually stocked in anticipation of a customer order. Receipt of an order initiates assembly of the customized product. This strategy is useful where a large number of end products, based on the selection of options and accessories, can be assembled from common components. Make to stock, MTS. A production environment where products can be and usually are finished before receipt of a customer order. Customer orders are typically filled from existing stocks, and production orders are used to replenish those stocks. Note that many organizations use multiple production environments because they are diversified and may have many subsidiaries. This often results in needing multiple specialized supply chains. The potential costs of lost sales should also be considered when examining the optimal balance. For instance, the close proximity of DCs to customers can positively impact the delivery speed of product to customers, resulting in high customer satisfaction.